Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. It's Monday, the 11th of May, afternoon edition. And today's headline is one of those proper rethink everything moments. Agents do not need speed. They need memory. Let me explore that. Because it changes the entire conversation about AI compute. Ben Thompson published a piece this week called The Inference Shift. And what he is arguing is that the future of AI infrastructure is going to split into two completely different worlds. On one side, you have answer inference. That is when a human is waiting for a response. Speed matters. Latency matters. You want your answer in 3 seconds, not 30. But on the other side, you have agentic inference. And this is where things get interesting. When an agent is working overnight, when it is processing your inbox while you sleep, when a robot is solving a task that takes 12 hours, speed stops being the constraint. The agent does not care if a step takes 10 seconds or 10 minutes. It is not checking the clock. What it needs is memory, context, the ability to hold on to everything it has learned so far without forgetting. And that changes what hardware you build, what you are willing to pay for. The entire chip industry has been optimized for speed, but if half of inference work does not need to be fast, that is a different game entirely. Take Cerebras. They went public last week on the strength of a chip that does one thing exceptionally well. It makes tokens incredibly fast. The WSE3 has 6,000 times the memory bandwidth of an H100. 6,000. That is not a typo. But, and this is the thing, that speed advantage only matters if your entire model fits on the chip. The moment an agent needs to hold context, trace logs, conversation history, previous decisions, tool results, the architecture falls apart. Because Cerebras is optimized for throughput, not memory persistence. And for agents running overnight, you do not need high bandwidth memory. You need cheap, slow DRAM, because you are not going to notice the slowness when the task takes 12 hours anyway. The real constraint for agentic systems is not compute, it is context. And this is what the team at Arize discovered while building their agent framework, Alex. Sally Ann DeLucia wrote a brilliant piece this week about hierarchical memory in agents. And what they found is that the obvious solutions do not work. Truncation breaks reasoning. You cut off the early context, the agent loses the thread of what it was doing. Summarization gives the model too much control and loses detail. The model decides what matters, and it gets it wrong. What actually works is head-tail preservation paired with a retrievable memory store. You keep the beginning of the conversation, you keep the most recent bits, and everything in the middle goes into a memory system the agent can query when it needs to. That is the opposite of what current GPU infrastructure is optimized for. GPUs are built for speed, agents need storage, and here is where it gets properly interesting. This creates an opening for different chip architectures entirely. China, without cutting-edge silicon, has everything needed for agentic inference. Fast enough chips, fast enough CPUs, DRAM, storage. The US focus on bleeding-edge compute for training and answer inference leaves room for someone else to own the infrastructure layer that actually matters at scale. The one that is mostly just waiting on memory. Worth thinking about. Okay, so let me talk about what this looks like in practice. Eric Allam from Trigger.dv published something this week that made me sit up. It is called Two Roads to Durable Agents, Replay versus Snapshot. And what he is separating out is two completely different problems that people keep conflating. First, there is context persistence. That is the append-only LLM log. Every message, every tool call, every result, you store it all. If the agent crashes, you replay the log and reconstruct the state. That is how most frameworks handle durability right now. But then there is execution durability, and this is the gnarly bit. Because you are not just storing messages, you are storing the entire execution state of the process. Variables, file handles, network connections, everything. What Trigger.dv built is, honestly, kind of wild. They are using Firecracker micro VMs to take snapshots of the entire running environment, 14 megabytes compressed, subsecond save times, 100 millisecond restore times. So if an agent crashes halfway through a 12-hour task, it does not start from scratch. It does not replay 6 hours of logs. It just picks up where it left off. That is the difference between theory and production. In theory, replay is elegant. In practice, you want snapshots. Right. So completely different corner now. Mehdi Hassan from Granola wrote a piece this week called You Cannot Just One-Shot It, and the title alone made me laugh because, yeah. Everyone who has tried to ship an AI feature knows exactly what he means. Here is the thing. Prompts that work beautifully in the playground fall apart in production. Why? Three reasons. One. Web search blows your context budget. You think you are adding a quick search step. Suddenly your context window is full of irrelevant junk and your prompt does not fit anymore. 2. Provider updates silently degrade your results. The model gets better at some things, worse at others. Your carefully tuned prompt stops working and you do not even know why. 3. One prompt cannot serve different user personas. What works for a power user does not work for a beginner. You end up either dumbing it down for everyone or confusing half your users. The solution is not a better prompt. The solution is iteration machinery, custom tracing so you can see what is actually happening, feedback loop so users can tell you when it is wrong, preview link so you can test changes before shipping them. That infrastructure work is what separates a demo from a product. And honestly, this is the bit that does not get talked about enough. Everyone is focused on the model, but the model is the easy part. The hard part is everything around it. Let me lighten things up a bit. Roscon Global 2026 registration is now open. Toronto, 3 days, 10 workshops. If you are working in robotics, this is the one. Early bird pricing runs until July 12th. The workshop lineup looks solid. Simulation pipelines, manipulation skills, aerial robotics, navigation, ROS2 middleware optimization. All the things you actually need if you are building production systems. And speaking of production systems, someone built an autonomous mobile robot for warehouse automation using ROS2 and NAV2. They implemented visual docking and waypoint sequencing. But the interesting bit is the problem they hit. Odometry and TF mismatch during turns. The wheels were reporting one position, the transform system was reporting another. Classic robotics debugging. What they did is create a ground truth ODOM node using Gazebo pose data. So instead of trusting the wheels, they trusted the simulation. And that let them isolate where the actual error was coming from. It is a neat workaround, and it is the kind of thing you only learn by building. Okay, stepping back from all of that. Here is what I keep coming back to. We have spent the last 2 years optimizing for speed, faster models, faster chips, lower latency, and for answer inference, that makes sense. When a human is waiting, every millisecond counts. But the next wave of AI is not going to be about answering questions faster. It is going to be about systems that work while we are not watching. Agents that run overnight, robots that operate autonomously, processes that take hours or days and do not need a human in the loop. And those systems do not need speed. They need memory. They need durability. They need the ability to hold context, recover from failure, and pick up where they left off. That is a completely different optimization problem. And it is going to require completely different infrastructure, something to think about on the commute home. That is it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.